You're listening to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Please give it up for your host, JT Foreman.
Hello and welcome to Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman and I am here with my good friends, Terry,
the Beast,
Michaels.
Word.
And the Super Negro Champion, John Jones.
I'm scared too.
No, you're not. Don't believe him, folks. He ain't afraid of nothing.
I'm scared.
You might be.
I'm scared.
We begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, insensitive, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. This is episode 12, so for my insensitivity in episode 11, I would like to apologize to black people, pillows, impersonations, therapy, John's shirt, Terry's stolen car, bears, and camel meat.
You're going to apologize to camel meat?
Seriously? Yes. Apologizing to camel meat.
It's delicious.
Sound like chamomile tea is what you were going to. I thought you were going to apologize.
Camel meat. If you would like to know specifically why I'm apologizing, please check out episode 11 and all our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you feel I owe an apology to any person, group, place, thing, or idea, or to make any comments, send us an email at bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put government shutdown. Darth Vader don't want to hear all that shit.
I don't think that's all going to fit in the subject line, Joel.
Maybe not.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, nigga, fuck all that, nigga.
How's it going, guys?
It's average. How are you?
I'm okay.
Word.
I got a new computer.
Ray. Yeah. Let's hear this story. I need to hear this story. Pow, pow,
pow. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
You actually
do.
Want to hear
the
story?
Absolutely.
All right.
I want to hear the fact that you got upset.
I was upset. I'd spent $3,000. Okay, here's the deal. Every time I've ever bought a computer in my entire life, the exact same thing happened. I didn't have enough money to get the one I really wanted, so I sacrificed a little bit on the memory, a little bit less on the video card, a little bit off the CPU. I end up with a computer that can barely run the games that I want to play. All right, I'm just like staring wistfully at the pictures on the box saying, one day, damn it, one day. Well, it's that day. I had enough money. I'm going to buy the computer I want. And I dropped $3,000 on this thing. I bought it from a company called Doghouse Systems. And I play World of Warcraft, and several people in the game said, oh, it's
shocking.
Great game. Yeah, shocking.
Shocking. Whatever.
Yeah. Play World of Warcraft. Don't get laid. He's a dork. What a shock. All right, guys. Come on
those
now.
Are J-
talking
for
about
the
like,
record.
Yeah, that's not cool at all.
For the record, that was JT Foreman. That said he didn't get laid. That was neither of us.
Yeah, it was not the black guy.
Or the white guy, the other white guy. Nobody
it was,
said.
It was not the black dude or the biker.
Nobody said, yeah, exactly. Nobody said to Joel, you're a dork and you're not getting laid. You said that yourself.
Yes, I did.
Admitting that there's a problem is the first step to healing.
Just remember. It's,
anyway, go ahead.
It's dork to you.
Darth Dork?
Very offensive when you say dorker.
Okay.
Anyway. John Jones has put me off, and I deserved it. Anyway, okay, so I ordered the computer, and it shows up, and I'm hooking everything up, and it doesn't work. You know, I get into Windows, and I can't play any of my games. I start them up, and I get these error messages. Turned out the problem was that I spent like an hour and a half on the phone with customer service. Turns out the problem was that I had plugged the monitor cable into the wrong slot. I plugged it into the secondary card instead of the primary, and it caused an error. So in the end, after beating my head on the wall for an hour and a half trying to figure out what was wrong, turns out all I had to do was reinstall the video driver. Should have done that first.
Yeah, because the second card is only dedicated to PhysX.
Yeah. Whatever that means.
Means it does all your background stuff. So it's just leaves falling and, you know.
Yeah, see, I'm the dork, but he's the one that knows everything about computers.
Oh.
But John gets laid.
Yes, he does. He knows everything about computers and he gets laid. What do I have?
You have a nice computer.
Yeah, you know, that's why I'm glad you had all that trouble. That's what you get for getting a nicer computer than me.
Pardon me, Mr. 2011 Golf GT.
No, you are not getting sympathy.
Yeah, here. No sympathy for you.
You're not getting sympathy.
It. I want some sympathy.
No.
Honk case.
Not happening here. just not happening.
Yeah, it's just me.
You know, it's I never been able to play a game how it's actually supposed to look. The first thing I did, I just went into World of Warcraft. I turned all of the graphic settings to maximum, and it's like, wow, the game actually looks pretty cool. So does porn.
You got a high, yeah, you got a high definition for porn. That's
high
ridiculous.
Definition porn. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Nobody needs to see Jenna Jameson that up close. Seriously.
I disagree.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's why you don't need to get laid because you got it on the computer.
Yeah,
I
got such high definition I can actually see the herpes sores. I love it.
Those of you that are eating right now, I apologize.
Yes, Joel has a way of.
They should know not to eat while listening to our show by now.
That is true.
So what's up, guys? What's up with you guys?
Well, you were saying about the new Golf GTI.
Yeah,
the car's awesome.
The car is awesome, isn't it?
I'm a big fan of the Golf GTIs, though, because, like, they're all-around good cars. I mean, like, they don't have one strong suit. And it fits my style, you know?
You know, I have to admit, I've been in this car, and it is badass.
It is. I haven't been in it, but I looked in it.
I got into the car, and it gave me a hand job. It was incredible. It was incredible.
Well, it said, please turn left.
So, yeah, that's when we took it to get chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
And
you finally found Come and Get It?
Yes. And here, look, it's not on a good side of town. I'm going to say that right now.
Well, this brother was shaking. He's like, man. Oh, God. We have to eat here, guys. Come on, guys. Let's take it back to your house.
So can we take it back to your house?
Like, no, we're going to eat it here.
We're going to eat it here, and we're going to watch you shiver and cry the entire time.
He was the most respectful I've ever seen him.
yes, ma'am. Life. No, ma'am. You don't have to refill that. I'm good. Nobody has to worry about
because
me.
Because the boss of the place is like someone's mama, basically. She's in there smacking everybody around, basically.
So he went to black side of town and he was very, very kind and friendly. But when you came out to Clovis, you were still talking a bunch of smack. You remember when we were hanging out at the what the hell was that place? Starbucks, coffee. The big lady with the tricycle. Excuse me.
You're
the one swearing and saying the N-word and everything, and then she looks at me and says, can you guys try to keep the vulgarity down?
She's not going to look at John Jones and say, hey, keep quiet.
Because
that's not going to happen.
What would happen next is I would rape her fast in a caged gorilla.
You're going to get me arrested for contributing to the delinquency of a minority.
Man, I would have raped that woman so hard, dude. I would have got up in that booty so far she'd raise her hand to talk to me for the rest of her life. Real talk, nigga. She better not tell me shit. She knew what she was sitting, man. She saw us chilling for an hour, man. She just brought her big ass and that tricycle and the old bitch with her, sat there expecting to get some respect. And that's the thing. Ask you to tell me what to do?
Yeah,
those days are over.
To me, that was the disrespectful part of it. Now, you know, someone else nearby is making noise or talking loud and seeing vulgarity. You want to ask them to keep it down. You know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. You know, you can ask other people to be courteous. Okay, fine. But she looked at me. At, you know, it's right. You're a trained gorilla is acting up. Keep what? No. You talk to him. But she didn't want to do that because she was afraid of the scary black man.
Yeah, I would have got her.
Maybe it's because you said, maybe the fear was legitimate because you just said you would have raped her.
That's true.
Well, when she was talking, I'm looking at her, you know, I'm giving her my mean mug, you know. I'm like, bitch, are you serious? Like, those days are over. I'm going to say what I want, how I want it, you know. You don't have a problem.
But she had a right to be scared. Especially
she'd have liked it, boy. All that booty, man. You know, white man is just cheeking it, dude. He ain't getting to pay dirt, dude. He's making a mayonnaise sandwich, dude.
Especially since you said if she would have said that to me, I would have raped her.
Man, would have been straight out of Compton playing in the background.
Yeah, I just think it's funny. You know, sometimes I'll wear my tank top. You know, nobody will talk to me when I wear my tank top. All my tattoos are exposed, and they just look at me like, oh, hello, hi. And, you know.
Well, all the tattoos on your arms are exposed, and you're wearing a piece of clothing that is commonly referred to as a wife beater.
And they're not my wife, though.
I'm telling you, man, though. That's true. This is what would have happened after that lady.
She called the everyone beater.
This is what would have happened, dude. She would have been like, purposely going back to that same Starbucks to hope to run into us again. She would have sent me a letter talking about, please, Mr. Nigger, will you be there on Tuesday? Want to tell you to be quiet again.
And they would have you. They would have used Mr. in front of it. That would have been interesting. It would have been racial and polite at the same time.
Yeah, she wants that. She wants that chocolate thunder.
What is chocolate thunder?
Chocolate thunder.
Sounds horrible.
No, well, for chocolate thunder is when a black man takes you and putting that 1, 2, 3 on him on a bench. It's Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with, you know.
Well, see, lightning is the bolt, you know, the bolt, and that's the flash. The thunder is the loud noise. So you get the thunder when you smack him.
Oh, that's what she would have said. Should have made me grits, dude.
She would have made you grits?
Man, I don't even like grits. She would have been trying to fry up some chicken right there. Oh, I just want you to stay around. I don't know why. After you've changed everything.
Chocolate thunder. Man. That's an interesting visual. Chocolate thunder.
That's me. I would have gone off to the tribal beats of Africa on that booty. Oh, Mr. Digger. Oh.
Again with a mister.
Oh.
You know, maybe if slave owners in the 1800s would have been more polite, it wouldn't have been so bad.
Maybe so.
Well, what do you think? I don't think so. I don't think so.
Should we read the...
Can you read the letter? Yeah, well, go for
this,
it.
Since you brought that up, this actually is an opportune moment. There was a letter I came across.
Because any time's an opportune moment to talk about slavery.
You brought it up, not me. There was a letter that I came across. I was listening to Slate's Political Gabfest podcast, and one of the guys on that brought this letter up. It was written by a former slave to his former master shortly after the Civil War. And apparently the former master is asking him to move back to the plantation and work for him.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah, that seemed real likely to me. But this letter is the response that the former slave sent.
Oh, fuck all that shit.
Yeah, I don't want to hear all that shit.
What? Nigga, you crazy, cuz.
Pretty much. But it's a little long, but bear with me. Here it is. I got your letter and was glad to find you had not forgotten Jordan and that you wanted me to come back and live with you again, promising to do better for me than anyone else can. I have often felt uneasy about you. I thought the Yankees would have hung you long before this for harboring rebs they found at your house. I suppose they never heard about you going to Colonel Martin's to kill the Union soldier that was left by his company in their stable. Although you shot at me twice before I left you, I did not want to hear of your being hurt and am glad you're still leaving. Now, if he'd have shot at me twice.
Look, you hear about this all the time.
I would not have been so forgiving.
You hear about this kind of stuff.
It's called Stockhouse Syndrome.
It's you hear about this all the time. A man beats up his wife. She leaves him. And he sends her. Now, of course, it's an email or a phone call or whatever, a voicemail. You know, come home. And
baby,
you know,
come back.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Lord.
You know, I'll take care. I'll be better to you this time. I've changed, and, you know, the woman's always like, well, I don't know.
Well, he mentions that he misses all the other people living there, and give my love to them all and tell them I hope we'll meet in a better world, if not in this. I would have gone back to see you all when I was working in the Nashville hospital, but one of the neighbors told me Henry intended to shoot me if he ever got a chance. I want to know particularly what the good chance you propose to give me is. I'm doing tolerably well here. I get $25 a month with victuals and clothing, have a comfortable home for Mandy. Well, this is like 1867 or something, so $25 a month. You know.
Yeah, I'm rich, nigga.
See, he's talking about the kids are in school. People treat them well. One of his sons, a teacher, says, you know, he's going to be a preacher one day. Now, if you would write and say what wages you'll give me, I'll be better able to decide if it would be to my advantage to move back again. As to my freedom, which you say I can have, there's nothing to be gained on that score, as I got my free papers in 1864 from the Provost Marshal General of Nashville. Mandy said she'd be afraid to go back without some proof that you're sincerely disposed to treat us justly and kindly, and we have concluded to test your sincerity by asking you to send us our wages for the time we served you. This will make us forget and forgive old scores and rely on your justice and friendship in the future. I served you faithfully for 32 years and Mandy 20 years at $25 a month for me and $2 a week for Mandy. Our earnings would amount to $11,680.
That's a lot of money back then.
So yeah. He's asking for back pay, I guess.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Some would say this is a reparation. No, this is back pay.
Right.
It's not the same. This is back pay. Add to this the interest for the time that our wages has been kept back and deduct what you paid for our clothing and 3 doctor's visits for me and pulling a tooth for Mandy. And the balance will show what we are in justice entitled to. Please send the money to Adams Express in care of V. Winters Esquire, Dayton, Ohio. If you fail to pay us for faithful laborers in the past, we can have little faith in your promises in the future. We trust the good maker has opened your eyes to the wrongs which you and your fathers have done to me and my fathers in making us toil for you for generations without recompense. Here I draw my wages every Saturday night, but in Tennessee there was never any payday for the Negroes any more than for the horses and cows. Surely there will be a day of reckoning for those who defraud the laborer of his hire. Hell yeah.
So you're going
to
go to hell.
I want to meet this guy.
That's what he's saying. See, you ain't going to pay me. You're going to hell.
Pretty much. Burn in hell.
In answering this letter, please state if there would be any safety for my Millie and Jane, who are now grown up and both good-looking girls. You know how it was with Matilda and Catherine. I would rather stay here and starve and die if it comes to that than have my girls brought to shame by the violence and wickedness of their young masters. You will also please state if there has been any schools open for the colored children in your neighborhood. The great desire of my life now is to give my children an education and have them form virtuous habits. P.S. Say howdy to George Carter and thank him for taking the pistol from you when you were shooting at me.
And then P.S.S. Go fuck yourself.
Pretty much. So I thought that letter was awesome when I first heard it.
In short, I don't want to hear all this shit.
Yeah, no, in short, nigga, pay me!
I would love to meet this dude. That is truly awesome.
That would be... that takes a lot of balls to send a letter to a slave after you've just been shitty to him for like 30 years.
Yeah, then you just busted shots at him. Twice. You try to leave? You going for your freedom? Bah! You ain't going nowhere. You know, shooting.
Yeah, and then...
I'm sorry, man, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's a tough day.
I was just fooling about.
My penis is there, you know. I'm sorry.
You know, my wife was on my back.
Got things in my mind. My dog just died, you know.
Yeah, it's, you know...
Shoot a Negro day. I'm just sorry.
It's rough. It's peer pressure. The kids were getting to me, and the horses broke down.
Yeah, I don't even know what happened. What came over me?
My carriage has a flat wheel, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Your credit score is higher than mine now.
Yeah. Your credit score is way higher than mine.
But please come back. I won't shoot at you this time.
I won't shoot you this time.
For it is illegal for me to shoot at you now.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's against the law. And please come and hang out with me again.
Yeah, we can kick it.
We can kick it.
Yeah.
Come back and kick it with me.
Yes, please.
On the old... Yeah, because the old plantation isn't going to bring back any shitty memories for you.
No, none at
so
all.
Come, yeah. Sure, it's like the scorned wife that moves back into the trailer home that her white trash husband beat the shit out of her in.
Remember but that honey, tree I used to beat you on? Remember that? There it is. Still there. Still that oak is still
different.
Faithful.
It's going to be different.
Let me hit you just once for the good old days.
For the good old days. Come on, say Toby.
That's just stupid. Honey, come back. I'll only hit you open-handed this time. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'll treat you better. Yeah. By definition.
That guy was like, heck to the no. Yeah. I ain't coming back
Did
ever.
Did you just say heck to the no?
Yeah.
It really takes a lot of the sting out of it, doesn't it? Yeah. Heck to the no.
Well, you know, you don't want to make the white man mad. Well, you know, this nigga thinks he's intelligent. I'll tell you what, I'm going to come on over there. See how you, you ain't going around the bullet's head.
He was very polite in that letter.
Incredibly
sarcastic, which was deserved, but very polite.
Yeah, being sarcastic, we'll get shot at again. He won't. Yeah.
Well, the guy, he was in Ohio, and this dude's in Tennessee.
Yeah.
He'll get on that horse.
Well, if he's on his way, it's going to take him a week to get there.
If he rides a week, some bullets are definitely going to end up in the ass. Yeah.
He's got a week to get away. Then, fuck this guy.
He ain't going to say nothing. No, okay, well. Be well then.
I'm on my way. I'm going to do a ride-by.
You know how hard it is to do a ride-by with a musket?
It's you.
Yeah, because if you miss.
Oh, man.
I'm going to pull over and
got to reload clunk, bam. Damn, missed. All right.
Got to be clunk, a good clunk, shot.
Clunk. He's gone. Shit.
Look at him. He's running. He's faster than my horse. You know, black people got to run.
I don't know if do the bullets from a musket travel fast enough to catch somebody who's running away?
I don't think so. That's incredible.
You're going to be trying to chase him down on that horse, boy. How is he still escaping me with half a foot? Jeez.
That's just typical of the ignorance that the white man had.
Yeah, pretty much.
Come on back now. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean.
I'll be all right.
How could you be bitter against me?
Jeez Louise. Yep, well, yep. You know, come on home.
This was the original bitter comic, the dude who wrote that letter.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He's the OG of bitter comics right there.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, what's your problem?
Jeez, try to train a Negro how to speak English, you know.
I give you a place to live for 30 years.
I taught him. I gave him a name of all things, you know. I gave him a name. Good leave. He was Umbatu Dabaduba before I gave him Toby. Now
now he doesn't even want to talk to me.
Now he won't talk to me. He's got my name, but won't talk to me. He used to just put an X on everything.
Well, now you're going to have, if you want someone with your name to ignore you, you'll have to just alienate your kids.
Yep.
That's right. And they did anyway.
Yes, they did.
Ridiculous.
Come on home, jeez.
All right, so how was the chicken and waffles when you did finally make it to
It was
come
good.
And get it? It was good?
Yeah, I liked it. I really did.
We went to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles when we were in Hollywood a couple weeks ago.
I still stand, it's better. I still stand by what I say. If a place sells T-shirts all the way up to 4X, you know the food's good.
Yeah, that's true.
You know the food is good. Eat there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and Roscoe's does it.
I would never eat at a restaurant called Abercrombie and Fitch.
Well, yeah.
Because I won't fit in any of the clothes they sell. I won't fit in, so the food can't be any good.
I don't even fit in those clothes, man.
Well, of course not.
Well, you're all muscle, though.
Not all muscle, boy. I got some belly, boy.
Really?
Something, yeah. Mm.
I've never seen that belly.
Like big.
You have to tear off pant legs and sew them onto your shirts. so they're big enough to wear for those guns that you're.
Welcome
to
Exaggeration Theater.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Man.
So. Okay, so it's scary part of the neighborhood. It was good though, and
it was good. I mean, we just had it was just chicken. I guess it was chicken and waffles. That's what it was. It was the service was good. It was a small little place. It just was not on a great side of town. That's
at least they're keeping it authentic.
Authentic.
It's not like the rush of thinking that people are gonna run in and shoot everybody while you're eating your chicken to make it that much better. Because if it's your last meal, you really appreciate it more.
Dude, I was looking out the window.
They use the whole time.
If I see somebody coming in, dude, I am hitting the ground.
And
I will scream. And just fall.
Terry,
on the
that's
ground.
The mailman. God. Calm down. He's a customer.
And there was nobody screaming to get me some motherfucking iced tea like Bill O'Reilly was talking about when he went to that place in Harlem.
No.
You didn't hear about that? It was like a year ago. Bill O'Reilly went with Al Sharpton to some well known restaurant in Harlem. I don't remember the name of the restaurant. And then he's on his show the next day talking about, you know, it was just a normal restaurant. It wasn't a bunch of craziness like I expected. It was nobody yelling, get me some more motherfucking iced tea or anything like that. And of course, everyone gave him a bunch of shit about, dude, you assume what a racist prick you're being.
Mm-hmm. Which, yes, he is a racist prick.
Yeah.
The only white guy in Harlem, I freaking out. Actually, Bill Clinton's got his offices in Harlem now, doesn't he?
Hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to Bill lately.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
He's been kind of busy.
Yeah, man. He was supposed to pass me that Lewinsky, man. He never did. No, buddy, I can't do it, you know. Oh, boy.
But the booty, man.
Oh, boy.
And the booty.
I love that. Oh, boy. I did not have a sexual relation. I can't even do it. I'm not even close.
How can you not do it?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
What did he say? I don't think you heard me.
Yeah, listen, America.
Well, it depends on what the definition of the word is.
Oh.
She had a protein shake, I'll tell you what. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Lord have mercy.
That and the Bill Cosby thing that you do just cracks me up.
Well, man.
Do Bill Cosby for me just once. Come on.
Oh, man. Got to get his eye again, man. I would like to talk to you about how my eyeball is staring at my nose. I had too many jello pudding pops, and they're delicious. But they gave me brain freeze, and now I'm cross-eyed. He's going to shoot me in the face if he meets me. Oh, you that nigga, huh? Huh? I'm 70 years old. Of course I look funny now. I look like a scared Muppet when he's sitting on stage.
You look, yeah, it's hilarious. I like it. I love that voice. Jesus Christ. You could do anything and make that Bill Cosby's voice to be fucking hilarious.
You could be hitting the wife at night. Baby, I think it's time for me to get the money. Y'all. I'm going to give it to you good.
Going to make the pudding pop.
Daddy's great.
Daddy's great. Give some a chocolate cake.
Give you some dick today. Oh, when I give you the penis.
I think every week I'm going to recommend a comedy album that okay. I have. And this week I'm recommending Bill Cosby's 200 Miles an Hour.
He talks about that car that got made for him.
Yeah, that Shelby made for him. It's a Shelby Cobra.
You don't mess with Shelby.
So, yeah.
His cars will break your neck. Ferrari will get you there calmly, and German cars will get you there calmly. A Ford will break your neck. You will be in a wheelchair if you floor that car. Snap! Oh, well, it was fun for 10 seconds.
So I'm recommending that just for the Bill Cosby impersonation. It's not like you want anything, but, you know, it's all good.
You don't tell people to watch his album, but not mine. That's racist.
Because how is that racist? He's black too.
He's got enough money.
You don't have an album out.
You didn't have to tell everyone that.
Okay, don't listen to him. Everybody, keep an eye out for John Jones' album.
Keep an eye out.
Super Negro Champ looking. Is coming. Yeah. No, yeah, Super Negro Champ coming for you, nigga. Yeah.
At the ball game.
Compton.
So, Joel, what do you got?
Well, you said you had one other thing you wanted to talk about.
Oh, dude.
Well, if you don't want...
This is ridiculous.
All the more reason.
Yeah, those of you that are prescribed antidepressants from doctors, I take a lot of them. When I wake up in the morning, I take 7 pills in the morning. Before I go to bed, I take 5. Okay. I've started this new regimen of medication in the last week and a half, 2 weeks.
Sure, should we be hanging out with him, though? This nigga is hot. God, Lord.
Well, at least he's doing a lot of drugs. I don't even do any drugs. I don't have an excuse.
The side effects of this shit. Yeah, and it says, you know, may make you aggressive, may make you this, you know, for whatever. It doesn't take effect.
So basically you have to choose between depressed and aggressive?
Well, I was crying at 2.5 Men the other day because it messes with your emotions.
I'd have paid good money to watch that.
I was sitting in my chair and it was something and I can't remember what, and I started crying. I'm like, are you shitting me? And I was sober.
I see your wife walking in the room. Why are you crying?
I was by myself, thank God.
He's winning and I'm not winning.
It was just ridiculous. I was, and I'll watch something on TV and I'm like, how long does this shit last? I call the doctor's like, just give it 3 weeks, it'll go away.
He should use this to his advantage, boy. Take some of them drugs and start crying in front of a woman. You can get a blowjob.
Cry for 3 weeks?
Does crying get you sex? We talked about that once.
If they feel bad enough for you.
No, but it helps you get your...
I want a blowjob.
Well, why didn't you say so? Oh, my goodness. I like it when he cries. It's just, you know, I'm
a sensitive
man.
It works for women, though.
It's horrible. So... makers of these drugs, could you please figure out a way to make it to where, you know, you got a limp dick and you're crying all the time? I mean, really, it's horrible.
Are you depressed? Try our pill.
Yeah, try our pill.
A limp penis and you cry all day.
Exactly.
I thought I was taking this drug not to be depressed anymore, motherfucker.
Yeah, because now I'm really depressed.
Well, now we know why.
And my penis is joining. And my penis is joining the game, obviously. Well, I don't feel like playing today. Don't touch me.
had this long list of things, and one of them was
get up. We got work to do. Yeah, damn it.
Inability to have an orgasm. Well, I'm cheered up now.
Yeah, I'd rather be depressed than
yeah. It makes me feel orgasmic.
That's why you don't do the drugs. You just bust a nut. Because orgasm fixes everything. Orgasm
makes me feel better.
Yeah, I'm straight after that, boy.
So anyway, I just wanted to say, those of you that take those, God, I don't know how you got through it.
I'm so sorry, Darius.
Just bring him a napkin right now. That was Joe over that monitor. Oh, I threw those computer
away. I was completely sober too.
Came in, started kicking everything around with the IRS.
Okay, yeah, don't give me any shit, Joel. You were crying over a fucking monitor.
This nigga was crying. Nigga, I was on the phone with you.
It's not on YouTube. It didn't happen. Did not cry. I was mad, actually. I was not sad.
I've seen you angry, and it looks like you're about to cry when you're angry.
Yeah, I've seen you get a little
crusty. And I get that way, too.
Joe don't know what to do when the feelings come
out. I feel like we're like in a big group therapy session. We should all hold hands and kumbaya.
All we are saying
is give Piece of Ass a chance.
Yes. I'm trying to tell y'all, man. You guys don't listen to me. I'm the only guy that's different at this table, but y'all want to hear what I have to say. Y'all need to just bust a nut. There you go. Now you can whoop some ass. You know? Help me.
Now I'm all happy. And I don't want to beat somebody up.
Mm-hmm. You've like, been drinking today?
Be like, you know what? Never mind.
Never mind, man. Yeah.
Well, how are you going to go up on stage and complain when you're in such a good mood?
I know. Like, trust I never me, said I was kind.
I will be able to complain. Trust me.
Get that fool a beer. Watch what happens.
Shut up.
Get us the high crowd. How you doing? Right. You guys are a lovely crowd, man. Let's just sit down and everybody hold hands. Yeah. That is Terry Michaels, man. I have seen you drunk. I got you on tape. Nigga, I can blackmail you when you make your millions.
You don't have me on tape.
Nigga, when you get your millions, I'm going to be a blackmailing brother.
You do.
Like, remember your roast, Terry? I got it on tape, nigga. Woo! I'm going to tell everybody.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Really
he was.
Yeah, forget antidepressants. You should just drink more.
Oh, man.
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's a great
you're
idea.
You're in such a good mood when you're wasted.
No, man. He was.
She can just prescribe you a fifth of Jack Daniels a day.
Whatever it was. I can't remember what I was drinking.
Man.
I don't even know how much a fifth is. I've just heard that.
He's seven or eight.
He was so jolly, he had me believing in Christmas again. That's all I know, man. I'm like, wow. He might be the man.
I'm going to get all those presents.
He might be the man. Put a red hat on him. Yeah. He might be the man. I'm like, man, can I get that Galvatron? I want it back in the 80s.
Fuck you.
Get that
trend sitting there on your lap.
I just want that Galvatron.
Why? It's nothing's working.
No, that's true.
You let Joe get both devastators, the orange and the yellow. That's messed up.
Thanks for the side effects. Fuck. What do you got for us, JT?
All right, well, let's start with this one. Scary movies and TV specials may focus on the most frightening-looking predators. Shark Week, anyone? But that fear-mongering is misdirected. The next time you're nervously scanning the surface of the sea for a dorsal fin, remember one thing. Statistically, you're more likely to be killed by a cow than a shark.
What the fuck?
This I gotta hear.
Between 2003 and 2008, 108 people died from cattle-induced injuries across the United States.
Mad cow for 10 power right there, damn.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that's 27 times the whopping 4 people killed in shark attacks during that same period. According to the International Shark Attack File. There's a shark attack file?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta keep that shit on fire.
Yep.
Nearly all of those cow-related fatalities were caused by blunt force trauma to the head or chest.
Damn!
A third of the victims were working in enclosed spaces with cattle.
And the rest of them were smothered with a pillow.
Who's teaching their cows karate is all I want to know. That's all I want to know, man.
Cow-rotty.
Yeah. Whap! Roundhouse.
Oh, that's hilarious. Cow-rotty.
Stop pulling my teeth like that, nigga.
What sort of martial arts did you learn?
Cow-rotty.
Cow-rotty.
And kick that fool
in the dome. I have a black belt, but it's not a leather belt.
Shoot.
This is fucking hilarious.
So we made it's a black belt, but it's made out of goat leather. Not
yeah,
cow,
blunt force trauma. The cow found out he was sleeping with his wife.
Well, while the ongoing battle between cow and man is overwhelmingly one-sided and delicious, I might add.
And delicious.
The people who work closely with cattle take major risks. Quote, "I've been kicked, I've been pushed, I've been charged," says 22-year-old Margaret Dunn, a graduate research assistant studying animal science at Iowa State University. We're still studying cows. We don't know by now.
Oh, yeah, they're fat.
Okay.
You better like call that Temple Grandin over, man.
Like what they say about dogs.
Yeah. Well, the fucking cow whisperer.
The cow whisperer.
Call me fucking scared. Cow, man. Hey, they don't want to be quarter pounders no more.
God, like you know what he's saying? Eat chicken.
Yes, he is. He's saying to eat chicken.
Eat pork, too.
Eat more chicken and waffles. Well, it's like they say about dogs. Cows can smell fear.
You scared of me, huh, nigga? You scared? Come get this milk, then. Come on, get this milk. Yeah.
Once, while she was attempting to inoculate a newborn calf as its mother stood nearby, another cow came out of nowhere and knocked her over. Dunn has survived these assaults, and they have not dissuaded her from planning to acquire her own dairy cows someday. The dangers of a farm are just an occupational hazard, she says.
You're going to kill my child in front of me.
No, she was inoculating.
Inoculating. She was just giving it like
giving it a shot so it wouldn't die of disease before they could make it into a steak.
But, you know, you can't explain to a cow, though, it's going to be okay, you know, so.
Stop poking him in the ass.
Close encounters of the bovine kind are not the most.
Hold on. What the fuck? What?
I did not write this. Okay, this is just the article that I pulled off of MSNBC.com.
That is horrendous.
That's what he's using that new computer for to find this shit.
That's right. Close encounters of the bovine kind are not the most lethal aspect of the agricultural industry. That title might go to tractor incidents, which kill about 120 people a year, according to Wayne Sanderson, who conducted the report on cattle-related fatalities. Nevertheless, he says, just as the right equipment and careful driving can keep a tractor from flipping, the right precautions can keep cattle from charging. So now,
stay the fuck back.
Here we have about a dozen cow safety tips.
Oh, these would be called cow tips.
Yes, these are the cow tips.
We are not going to make it.
The first one is good. If you have a cow or bull that you know to be prone to violent outbursts, Sanderson says, get rid of it. Have a nice steak dinner. Invite your friends.
Zoloft.
Cook it first.
Zoloft. Give us some Zoloft.
This is a good steak. Yeah, I killed my dad. I'm getting revenge.
It's delicious.
It's delicious.
It's delicious.
Medium rare.
Speaking of friends, the buddy system can be life-saving when you're in close proximity to large animals, whether you're a rookie or veteran dealing with cattle. In fact, the majority of deaths in the CDC study involved older men who had worked with the animals for years. Farms stay within a family less frequently these days, so fewer sons are replacing their fathers, Sanderson says, and more farmers in their 60s and 70s must deal with the animals alone. They used to be able to get out of the way, he says, but that's no longer always the case.
You don't fuck with a cow.
It's looking at you, oh, you're getting kind of old, man. Remember that time you burned my ass with that hot thing and burnt that prod at me? Yeah.
And messed with my teats.
Yeah, you were squeezing them too hard that day. Now you can't run. Bop! Roundhouse.
Karate.
Though Dunn was an Ivy League undergrad who didn't grow up on a farm, she has become wise about familiarity with cattle. Trust them, quote, trust them and get used to how they work, but don't trust them so much that you turn your back on them. Don't turn your back on the cows. Remember that. Avoid getting in confined spaces with cows. If you find yourself staring down an angry cow, Dunn says the solution is simple, in theory. Get away from the animal as fast as possible with any means necessary. Well, no shit.
And then here's what you do. Take him to a movie.
I'll put him in a good move.
A movie. That's so fucking horrible.
Although it's important to consider the welfare of the animals, your life could be at risk.
Hey, if it's coming down between a cow and me, that fat motherfucker is going down.
Man, get my Glock out. Is it a stare down, nigga? Is it a stare down? Oh, you mad about that teat, man? I wanted my vitamin D this morning.
I'm playing with you. You got to turn into a confrontation with a cow into a gang fight.
Yo, motherfucker. Yeah, it's on the cracking if you're going to keep looking.
Your bovine ass.
Keep it's looking at me all cross-eyed. See what happens. Look like Bill Cosby eyes, man. What's going on?
It's on a cracking.
Keep looking at me like that. I'm going to make you into some boots.
It's Crips. Yeah. It's Crips.
Yeah, man. Team blue, not team black and white.
What set you from?
Ooh. Ain't no set I know. Oh, you from the other side. Then now you got to get dumped on. You banging on me now. You set
just,
tripping.
It's just good that it's Crips because if it was Bloods and you're wearing red, you might be in trouble.
Word.
Yeah, they can't be around no bulls.
Make sure that the cow knows that you are the one in control.
What, are you going to sit down and have a nice conversation with him? Look here, Tessie. All right.
All right, look, every morning I'm in control. So yeah, I'm the one that speaks English, okay? So, you know, that's just the hierarchy of things in this farm, you know? You can't run things. Can you pay the bills? Can you pay the motherfucker? Okay, then.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious. Make sure he knows, she knows you're in charge. Look here, Tessie.
We can't do that with our wives.
Yeah. No shit.
And some of them are cows.
Oh,
damn.
Wow. Ooh, ball Joel. Game.
That was low. That was
that's
low
why Joel don't ever get no pussy. You're talking about cows on the podcast. They heard that shit.
Now you're going to get trampled.
Yep, for real.
As long as they don't
get as soon as you try to get out to the Kia. A flock of them are going to come get you. Worse than a pack of niggas.
I'm going to get trampled next time I drink some malt liquor.
Here come the bull.
Make sure they know you're in charge.
Yeah, you got.
Yes, absolutely.
Speaking an authoritative, firm voice.
Well, just remember that the animals do have minds of their own.
Fuck them.
Yeah, man. Fuck all that. You're going to be hamburger in a week, nigga. I don't care what's on your mind.
Sitting around worrying about the psychology of my Whopper.
Man, this Whopper looks sad to you, man. Look how the pickle just kind of lays sad. There like that, man.
I mean, okay.
He wasn't a happy cow when he got killed. I just know he wasn't. Nobody sat down and talked to him about the rules of the farm. I could tell.
I know they're living things and all that kind of stuff. And maybe, you know, I'm not saying be cruel to them. But, you know, what are you going to let a cow run the show, tell you what to do?
I would be like, man, you ain't telling me what to do. You done kick my boy Earl in the head with your hoof.
Kick Earl
in the head with a hoof. You try that shit on me, man. I'm breaking out this heat run time. You see, I got this Glock, nigga.
The cow's been bossing me around. I don't know what to do. No, stand up for yourself.
I don't need this.
Yeah, I don't need this, man. Just go out there with your heat one time. Mm-hmm. And do some TN9. He'll be all right.
Make sure you get all the other cows' attention.
Hey, yo, check this out, man. See what this could happen to you. Now, yeah. I want everybody in the milking room right now. I'm trying to get my vitamin D. So, Jack.
And you just make an example out of one of them. That's what you got to do.
There you go.
Pistol whipping it.
Well, it's been a bad week for beer thieves. Yes.
Really? Is it ever a good one?
Yeah. Well, I got two people who died here.
Oh, snap.
A man killed Monday night when he was struck by a tour bus in Waikiki while running from the crime scene has been identified by the medical examiner as Eric Decatur. Police said they believe he ran into the street after stealing 212 packs of beer from the ABC convenience store at the Hyatt Regency in Waikiki.
ABC.
He tripped and fell, dropping the beer on Koa Avenue. Got up, continued to run, and then tripped and fell again, this time falling under the rear tire of a tour bus.
Ouch.
And in Fort Lauderdale.
But he didn't spill the beer.
Nah, he dropped the beer already. He deserved to die. He spill beer.
He dropped the beer and then got ran over by a
That's what happens when you do a party foul in America. That's how we get down. Are you dropping beer?
Well, he was pronounced dead at the scene. Medical examiner said he died from cranial cerebral injuries caused by the crash. So it was his head that fell underneath the tire, apparently.
Oh, snap. He had a headache for real, boy. My conscience is being squished.
Yeah, here's the best part. At 7:30 p.m. that morning, or that afternoon, I'm sorry, that evening.
My conscience is
okay, sorry, look. look at the times again. 10:37 is when he got ran over. At 7:30 p.m., so 2 hours, 3 hours earlier, he had just been released from prison on $250 bail for a fourth-degree theft stemming from an incident earlier in that same day. So he got busted for stealing. They took him in jail, got out on $250 bail, and then 3 hours later he stole again and got ran over by a bus.
Final justice!
I know. That's called karma, bitches.
There you go. And then in Fort Lauderdale, a man who swiped a 12-pack of Budweiser met his fate shortly thereafter when he crashed his car into a palm tree while making his getaway.
Still got a Golf GTI.
Police say he was he was speeding after he'd stolen the 12-pack of beer from a BP station. Employees flagged down the cop who found his Sebring a short time later. He was pronounced dead on the scene. There was no chase. He was just driving away fast and crashed into a tree. So it's a...
You are stupid as...
It's a bad day for stealing 12 packs of beer.
Stupid.
How you gonna crash by yourself?
You should at least try and steal a case.
Yeah, man.
I know. At least take a case. At least the first guy took 2 12 packs.
Yay!
This guy, he only took 1 12-pack, and he had a car.
Yeah, the other dude took a case and got ran over by a tour bus.
Yeah, he was stroking. Stroking to the... Yeah,
these old ladies looking at... Oh, look at that part. Oh, my God.
Man, his noodles all over the ground.
Yeah, he got... You know what? He probably...
I think he's dead. And they come up, I think he's dead. Yeah.
In Iowa, there was a guy that stole a 12-pack and was ran over by a cow.
Oh.
So it's 109 cow-related deaths now.
Yeah, actually, yeah, because he didn't tell him, hey, look, I'm the boss.
Look here, I
no,
got...
he didn't.
Hey.
They were trying to jack him for the beer. Mm-hmm. He just stole... He's like, no, I just stole this beer. You're going to steal the beer?
Mo,
I just stole? Hell
mo,
no.
Mo, nigga, mo. I mean, give me that beer now. What you got on my 40, homie?
What
you got
on my 40, homie?
I ain't got nothing, man. I see the 40 in your hand. Break yourself, cuz. You out of pocket. This cow's jacking me, man. I ain't going to... Pop!
What you got on my 40?
Oh. Run that. Right there, subtitles. Run that shit, nigga.
Okay, and another, more drunk news. A trip home from a New Hampshire brewery ended tragically Saturday night in Shirley, New Hampshire, when two men who possibly engaged in, quote, friendly horseplay fell out of the bathroom window of the tour bus, with one man dying and the other suffering serious injuries. While authorities released few details yesterday about the episode, the family of the man identified the deceased. Thomas Johnson, 31, of Gardner, was desperately seeking for answers.
I wonder if they were drunk.
Well, they were coming out of a brewery, so probably.
Hmm. Coincidence?
How do you fall out the window
of the bathroom of the bus?
Is that the smallest window?
Two guys were engaged in, quote, friendly horseplay. Friendly horseplay or gay sex in the bathroom?
Take it. Take it. You're bumping too hard. Dead as a motherfucker. Put your pants down. In the middle of the highway, booty up.
He's desperately seeking answers.
The
you know, how does pants get down?
I don't. Who's drunk?
Yeah, well, there was friendly horseplay.
Friendly horseplay.
Have you ever been in a bathroom in one of those buses? You could have a heart attack in that bathroom and not fall down.
Yeah, there's not enough room in there.
You just fall up.
No, something was going on. Something's going
why,
wrong.
Why were they in the bathroom together?
Mm-hmm.
Are they a couple play. Of girls? Like, hey, I'm excuse, hey Bob, I'm going to the bathroom. You want to go?
Kissing.
You want to join the 7 feet high club?
No.
7 feet high club.
I guess you can check in, but you can't check out.
I'm gonna push you out this window, bitch.
Yeah. Well, here's the reason that I included this particular story, and this is personally I thought was the funniest part about it. You know how on the internet a lot of web pages they'll have advertisements on mm-hmm. it that are somehow vaguely connected to the article that's there on the page. Halfway down this article, there was an ad for bus charters at classiccharter.com.
Oh, Jesus.
They fell out of a charter bus, and one of them died. And on that same page, there's an ad for bus chartering.
Wow.
That's awesome. And there's plenty of room on the bus now because
we have two seats to fill.
We got two seats to fill. A couple of guys died.
Two available tickets. It's not sold out.
Friendly horseplay.
Exactly.
Two guys were exited from the rumpus room.
Rumpus.
You sound like Beavis. He said rumpus.
Rumpus.
That's hilarious.
That does sound like a euphemism for gay sex, does it? Doesn't it? Rumpus.
Rumpus. Rumpus. That's why I said it. Two openings in the rumpus room.
Stop doing that. Going there like Kobe.
Live. Live in the rumpus room.
And, okay. More drunk news. At around 8:50 p.m. Tuesday, when David Wagner tried to light his hearing aid with a lighter, apparently mistaking it for a cigarette, Wagner, 53, was behind the wheel of a Saturn in the Jensen Beach area of Martin County Sheriff's Office. Deputy smelled alcohol, called another deputy to complete a DUI investigation. Quote, he was trying to light one of his hearing aids with a lighter, an affidavit states. I noticed that there was another hearing aid in his lap. I told him he was trying to light his hearing aid. He then stopped. Noting, quote, a strong odor of alcohol, the deputy asked Wagner whether he'd been imbibing, and he said he had. Wagner asked how much, and he said way too much. Affidavit says he had about half a bottle of Jägermeister.
Oh, that'll do it.
You know, the problem with smoking a hearing aid is it's hard as hell to light and has absolutely no draw.
Yeah, and you can't hear anybody afterwards.
That's true.
Huh? Well,
yeah, how did he hear the cop tell him to stop if he didn't have the hearing aid in?
Huh?
I guess he didn't really need it.
Huh?
Wagner, the drunk guy, wore a brace on his leg. He said he had a broken foot. When he stood up, he nearly fell down. The police officer said in the affidavit, I asked him if he was swaying due to his foot or his intoxication. He said both.
Well, there you go. At least he's honest.
Well, yeah, at least he's honest about it. I can respect that. Not much, but I can respect it.
Yeah, you can't be driving drunk.
Compton.
Plain and simple.
So, where are you guys planning on going for your vacation? Do you like museums?
Sure.
You got, like, competitions?
Why not?
Okay, I got a couple of ideas. What to do for your next vacation. Here's the first one. In the sleepy Icelandic fishing town of Hasavik is a small, unassuming building reminiscent of a remote train station from the 1800s. Despite its plain exterior, the humble building is actually a museum, home to an impressive collection within its quiet walls. On the inside, no matter where you look, you will find penises.
Oh, God.
That's right. The little structure houses the Iceland Phallological Museum, a cocky cornucopia of male genitalia from virtually every land and sea mammal in Iceland, from polar bears to seals to whales.
Wow.
Although it's been open for 15 years, the curator of the collection has one item that's been particularly elusive to obtain, a human specimen. But a donor named Paul Arison donated his educational tool to the museum in an impressive show of support for the sciences.
What they should have done is gotten it from the guy that fell out the bus.
Probably.
So it's got alive? Like, he's gonna have my penis, I'm not using it.
No, he died. But yeah, before you cringe, it's important to understand that the generous endowment was a postmortem gift from Aronson, who no longer had use for the old junk. Or a reason to keep it hanging around any longer. I think the guy who wrote this got every single possible euphemism for penis.
He was working on that.
You can imagine.
He was working on it.
And, of course, the other vacation idea I liked here was, let's see, the 2011 National Mustache Championships.
Yes.
Here we go. The 2011 World Beard and Mustache Championships, which take place in Trondheim, Norway.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm not going to that.
There are no rides, just so you know.
Oh, Jesus. Three tickets. It's three tickets. Ring-a-ding.
How come you don't want to go to that, man?
I am not going to that.
Man, that's tight. I'm going.
I think we have time for like one more story.
All right, well, let's Let's get our Fuck Florida segment in here real quick. We were talking about that.
All right.
It seems like every week when I'm doing my research, I find something crazy going on in Florida politics. And here we have this one. A little thing happened in the Florida House 2 weeks ago. A Democrat from Orlando said uterus during a floor date. No one much noticed or cared until word leaked that Republicans told Democrats they couldn't say the word anymore. Now people can't stop saying it. Angry with cuts to education, Democrats say uterus. Don't like giving Governor Rick Scott more power? Uterus. Upset with the way the legislature is treating unions? Uterus. There is now a uterus Facebook page, Twitter hashtags, and because it's politics, of course, there are pink buttons.
Word not to your mother.
Pretty much.
It's your home, man. Why are you going to complain about your home?
Go back to your home.
Well, see, apparently what happened was the congressman who had said this, his name was Scott Randolph. He said, quote, "It's easy to practice an ideology of convenience. If my wife incorporated her uterus, you would say hands off. If my friends incorporated their bedroom, you'd say hands off." Pointing this out, of course, because Republicans don't like to regulate business. And so ever since then, his wife apparently came up with the idea because she'd said at dinner the night before, you know, maybe they would reconsider these 18 anti-abortion laws that they're considering if only women were to incorporate their penis, since they don't like to regulate business.
Wow.
They would stop regulating abortion.
Fuck Florida.
If people just...
That's what I say, fuck Florida. They all have dementia.
I think so.
Fuck them. That's all I'm saying. Fuck them.
Yeah, we are getting close to the end here. What's going on?
We are headed out to Trout's in Bakersfield to throw down a little show for the peeps.
Word.
Trout's in Bakersfield. Okay, yeah, we went there several months ago.
Yeah. I think it's the same place.
Yeah, it was.
I hope I don't get hung. That's all I'm hoping.
Well, it was big in the was it the 40s or the 50s when that Bakersfield sound of country
music
in
the 60s. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Bakersfield sound. Yeah, exactly.
So it's another one of those world famous theaters that no one goes to or cares about anymore.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well,
just don't.
Because everybody that liked this shit is dead.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah. No, that's what we got going on tonight. Of course, next month is the TV appearances and the Lovitz Club.
Huh, cool.
Word.
And, John, you got anything else going on this week other than Bakersfield tonight?
No, actually, I don't really have anything scheduled this week.
Uh-oh.
He's just going to be on the prowl.
Yeah. We'll be doing Tuesdays, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Well, I may be performing in Tulare on the 7th. That's a Saturday. I'm not sure yet. I got to talk to the guy booking it first
nice.
Just to make sure. But it's about the only thing I have planned other than sitting around playing video games on my fancy schmancy new computer.
Hmm. Yeah, for $3,000, you better.
We should stab him. Take it. Let's just stab him.
Three grand, baby.
Let's just take it, man.
$3,000.
It's two of us here, man. Mm-hmm. We could get him for that. I just want the processor and card.
You're going to jump me for my video cards now? Is that it?
And your processor.
There you go.
That's all I need. I'll be straight.
Well, one last quick story before we go. Here's the headline of this one. Thank you, mistress. Can I have another deduction? When you're preparing your taxes, you probably look for conventional deductions, education expenses, small business deductions, charitable donations. For Lori St. Kitts, also known as Lori the Tax Dom, D-O-M-M-E is in short for dominatrix.
Nice.
Clients ask about deductions involving whips, handcuffs, and other tools of the sex industry, including breast implants. Once a performer herself, St. Kitts' background in the phone sex industry and tax accounting made her a favorite of trade workers who were uncomfortable explaining details of their work to dubious and occasionally judgmental tax preparers. For phone sex workers, things that are used in the process of work can include lollipops, whoopee cushions, and even yogurt, which makes a gratifyingly wet, squishy sound.
Wow.
Yeah, how'd you like to put on your taxes? Yes, I need to deduct $1,000 of yogurt.
Wow.
It's a business expense, damn it.
Yeah.
That is shocking.
Sin Kitts has also been given has also given educational talks at IRS forums to have an open dialogue and represent the sex industry. Despite the occasional blushing or smirks, the back and forth with real tax agents and the up and down is both informative and crucial to helping our client base. It's the one time when neither side wants to deal with firm punishments.
Wow. Deduct it. It's the dildo deduction. It's awesome. I'm down for that.
Yeah. I like that. I should get the chocolate thunder deduction.
Chocolate thunder deduction.
The thunder deduction.
I don't think with the chocolate thunder deduction, I don't think you have to pay any taxes.
By the inch.
check with Wesley Snipes first.
Ah!
Yeah. Make sure.
Oh
yeah.
Man.
Yes. No, yeah. I don't think so.
He's going to come out of jail, whoop your ass for that, dude.
Probably.
I would not take tax advice from that.
No, stop beating me. I'm not a vampire. Stop it. Oh, you like to make tax jokes, huh?
Relax. Yeah. Cooperate.
Yeah. File this.
Oh, all right.
Well, hey, guys, thanks a lot for coming out. Terry, thanks for coming.
I just did the peace sign, yes, like you guys could hear that. Peace.
Peace.
Deuces.
John Jones, deuces. Thank you very much for coming out. Everybody, thanks for listening to the show. Have a good week, and talk to you next week.
Word.